Royals and Rays, game 162 at the Trop, and what a season finale it was for Blake Snell. We pick up his day in the second.
And he makes quick work right there of Mancini. That takes care of Davis.
Kurt Casale to lead it off in the Rays' fifth. Swinging a high fly ball. It's belted deep to left field. This is way back and gone. First homer of the year for Kurt Casale. It's 1-0 in the fifth.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what do we have going on here?
Role reversal.
Yes.
So does this mean that he's not going to get in today's game? It's good technique.
Look at that.
Yep, and knows the role already, you know?
That's 12 strikeouts for Blake Snell. And there's a swing and a miss, and that ball winds up out of play. So Mancini reaches 13 strikeouts. That's his high and a single game high for Rays pitchers this year.
The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive down the right field line. It'll score Borges due to rumbling around toward third base. It's an RBI double for Evan Longoria, and the Rays lead is now 2-0.
The Rays finished their season on a high note, winning their fourth in a row, 6-0 over the Orioles, your final on Sunday, as Tampa Bay finishes the 2017 campaign with an 80-82 record. Baltimore finishes 75-87. Blake Snell gets the win. He was outstanding on the mound. 7 scoreless frames. He struck out a career-high 13. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after Sunday's win.
We talk about Blake Snell wanting to finish strong. I don't know if he finished any stronger than what he did. It was pretty awesome, pretty special, pretty fun to watch. We've seen glimpses throughout the year. We've seen stretches throughout the year where he can go out and dominate, and that's what he did today. We couldn't ask for more for one of our young pitchers that we know is going to mean a lot to us next season and beyond, to go out there and feel good about himself, to take that back to Seattle and enjoy his offseason with. Good to see Kurt. You know, the big hit was a home run. He's also, you know, he's been in AAA for a bulk of the year, and he did a nice job. His two opportunities to work back there with both starting pitchers and relievers, blocked the ball, did some good things. And then I know at the end of the game we separated, kind of added on, which was good to see. You want to see guys with smiles on their faces, and we got a lot of smiles today after the win.
We saw you and Jim Hickey talking to Blake Snell after he came out of the game. What did you say to him?
Just congratulations. What a performance. And feel good about yourself, which I think he does. Hick was basically echoing the same message. You know, in another situation, maybe he goes deeper in the ballgame. That was kind of some kidding around going on that conversation.
And just what are your thoughts on your team finishing so strong here at the end of the season, winning the last 4 games and sweeping the Orioles?
Yeah, really proud of them. Really proud of them, because it's very easy to, once you get knocked out and realize you're not playing for postseason opportunities, I don't think you ever completely check out, but it's easy to let your guard down a little bit. And they didn't. They really didn't. We won some tight ball games. We pitched well. We caught the ball. Kind of expected the way they've carried themselves all year long. And yes, there were frustrations throughout the year, and we're not where we wanted to be, but proud of the way the guys finished up and the way they carried themselves the bulk of the year.
Kevin, the nature of the business says some of those guys in that locker room won't, or in that clubhouse, won't be a part of this team next year. But there's a core that's here. What's the overwhelming message that you want those guys to take forward into the future?
Well, we've talked about it, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, more tomorrow. That is the nature of the business. There's going to be some goodbyes probably said that they're not going to be back here. That's the reality. But there's a, like you said, the core. We want those guys to feel good winning together. I think as the younger guys, and myself included, we want to learn how to win together, and it's that core that's going to allow us to do that. And we're excited about the pitchers that we have, some of the young position players. But the pitchers that we have here, the pitchers that are very close, kind of that brings excitement in itself.
Nick Romo has a future as a bad boy.
That was pretty funny. That was really funny. He kind of added to the walk and the strut going out there, but he's a character we've all enjoyed having him here, and you know, he's played a pretty big role to helping our bullpen be so successful here since we acquired him. And you know, if it doesn't work out in the bullpen, maybe a bat boy.
Did you walk out of here feeling less disappointed the way it ended, or it still you didn't make the playoff?
Look, you want to win. It's about winning. So I'm thrilled that we finished strong with the three games here, won this final one. But I can't lie and say that there's not some frustration and disappointment. But you know, that's going to motivate us to hit the ground running here very soon and do what we can to make things better and make adjustments.
Colin May did end up leading the league safe, yep, as we knew. Still feel pretty good about that.
Yes. Yeah, that's a pretty impressive achievement. And, you know, the percentage of games that we won for him to be a part of those in a positive way is pretty telling.
He was not going to pitch today?
He was not going to pitch today, no.
Kevin, I know it's only been about 30 minutes since the season actually ended for you, but you've been through it a couple of times. What's your process regarding when you start thinking about next year?
Yeah.
Do you take some time off for yourself, or do you just jump into what next year is?
Well, we'll go tomorrow. We'll have the season-ending press conference, and then I would imagine we'll meet that week and go over some things, get the brain working a little bit, process what took place this past season, and then, you know, probably within a week to 10 days, take a little bit of time off, and then get back on the phone, get back on the conversations. I do that. Our guys upstairs don't stop. That's what makes them so impressive, is that they're ready to go basically now, I'm sure, with their thoughts, and I'll catch up quick.
Blake Snell went 7 scoreless. He struck out a career-high 13. Here's the lefty on his performance.
It feels good, but I still know that got to carry it over, got to have a good offseason, and just got to get ready for next year now.
How much did you want this final start?
I wanted it bad because in New York, had a bad one, but I needed it. It told me that I needed to get better, I needed to finish strong, and I needed to control arm side better.
What does that do for you, or does this do for you as you get ready for next season?
I mean, it's a good way to end, but just keeps me going, keeps me understanding that there's a lot I need to do going into this off season and then beginning next season, going into spring. So a lot to learn from it, a lot to like from it, but still got a lot to do for the off season and spring.
Were you thinking no hitter at any point?
Nah, I wasn't. I mean, I really wasn't aware. And then when Mancini got the hit, it's kind of cool that I heard that he beat the rookie record over Cal. So, congrats to him. That's awesome.
Is this put the first part of the season really far behind you, the way you finished? I mean, absent maybe the New York start, but overall these last 10 starts or so?
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy that the first half happened. It made me a lot better, and it made me have the second half that I had because I was that hungry to finish strong and really put things together that I knew I could do.
How far away do you think you guys are from making the playoffs next year?
I mean, I got to see what the team looks like, but with the guys that we have, I've always thought that we're a playoff team and we're good enough to do it. It sucks that we couldn't put it together, but the team that we have is really solid and sound, and we're going to be hungry and ready to do something with that team.
Both the Rays and Orioles will not be participating in the 2017 postseason, so they will look ahead to 2018.